And Simon, finishing up Simon Shin Mem Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says that if you stick your hand into something and you take water from a guma or something like that and you bring it outside, so you're chayav because the mayim is considered to be a guf echad, and that's called a akira. But if you take some fruits from on top of water or oil from on top of water, you're putter because it was not called a hanach in the first place, so that's not an akira to take it away. If you're standing Rishos HaYachid, and you stick your hand out, which has fruits in it, into a public domain under 10, it has to be under 10 because above 10 in Rishos HaRabim is considered to be a Makom Ptur. So if it's under 10, so you're sticking your hand into Rishos HaRabim, if you did it accidentally, Mutter Lachzira Lo'osu Chatzer, you're allowed to take your hand back in, but you can't put it into another Rishos HaYachid. So they did not give you a knas, they did not penalize you to say that you can't take your hand back in since it was done bishogig, but you wouldn't be allowed to put it into another chatzer because we don't want you to be able to fulfill your machshava where you wanted to take it out of that original place. However, in Bemezid, if you did it intentionally, and you're not allowed to return your hand even to that original Rishos HaYachid, because Chazal gave you a knas, a penalty, since you did something be'isser, rather you have to hold your hand out there in the Rishos HaRabim area until nightfall. This is only if you stuck your hand out on Erev Shabbos. But if you stuck your hand out when it was already nightfall, you'd be allowed to bring your hand back in, even if it was done b'mezid, because we're afraid that you might drop it, and then you'll violate chatas. Meaning, the whole point of the reason you're not allowed to bring your hand back in when it was b'mezid is because we give you a knas, that really it would be okay for you to take your hand back in, but we give you a knas, we penalize you for doing something to start an isser by putting your hand out, and we say you have to keep your hand there. But if it's going to lead you to violate a d'oraisa, because you're going to end up dropping it, so that we don't want that to happen, and therefore we say that you'd be able to return your hand. If it was miba'od yom, if you stuck your hand out before Shabbos, so then you won't be violating the do'oraisa, since the akira was done miba'od yom, and therefore we would say that you have to keep your hand there now. When is this? If you stuck your hand down into a public domain, if you stuck your hand down into a karmelos, you're going to be allowed to return your hand, because since this is only an issur d'rabbanan, even if you were to drop it, it'll only be issur d'rabbanan, so they didn't answer it, they didn't give you a knas, because it would be like a gzeir l'gzeir. So whether it was done b'shogi or b'mezid, you'll be allowed to return your hand. However, Mishnah Berurah said this is only to that original chatzer, but you wouldn't be allowed to put your hand and move it into a different chatzer, even if you put it had stuck it out into a karmelos. The Gruch concludes that the Isser Karmelis really is the same as Rishos HaRabim. If you're moving stuff from one corner to another corner, and then you decide after picking it up that you want to take it out, you're not going to get a chatas for that, because since when you picked it up you weren't planning on taking it out, you didn't fulfill the hanacha in the place that you were planning on doing it, and therefore you'd only get an Isser Ba'alma, you would not get a chiyuv chatas.